Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. You can dial in to 602-753-1848, just like you did, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac, at blogtalkradio.com/SuccessWithNicola. If you need to go back and listen to the prior calls, go to SuccessWithNicola.com, click on Power Start Call. I am extremely excited about this topic this week. This is sharing some very, very powerful strategies and principles that I've used to make millions of dollars in this industry of network marketing, and I need you guys to get this, right? And so we said that it's time to get serious about your success and don't accept anything less. Don't accept anything less. Now, you know, we open up and say, oh, you got to write out the vision, make it plain. And, you know, and that is extremely important. But we got very deep with the vision, a little bit different than what people are used to hearing about how to get that vision. It has to start being so vivid that not only that you can hear it, but you can see it. Even before it happens, you can feel it. You can associate emotions with it. And so it's extremely important that this vision is extremely clear on what you're going to be doing in the specific time and what is that title and even like what are you going to enjoy doing so you can associate emotions with it. If you have goals about earning money and there is nothing attached to it of how it's going to make you feel when you accomplish these things and other things that you'll do with the money, then either you're going to be unfulfilled or you'll never ever feel satisfied. You're going to be operating out of scarcity and you'll never get to feel like you've arrived at something to now make you feel like you want to move or pursue even more. And so we went deep into how to write out that vision, and I was trying to get a very, very powerful young lady on the call on yesterday, and she's here. We're in live and in action. And so before we go to that, I need you to know that, number one, you guys can come on and get in the queue, and number two, our word is going to be coming from a very powerful book, the First Corinthians, and it's going to be out of chapter 15, verse 58. And the reason we're coming to this, because in order for you to move into your vision, in order for you to actually operate in faith, meaning things that you cannot see, it takes courage. It's going to take courage. And so most people have to muster up the courage. Courage is not gender specific, right? Some people believe that only the male gender should have courage. And I believe that everyone needs courage because success can be challenging. Not can be, it will be challenging. It's going to challenge even your beliefs, things that you've heard probably all your life, things that you've seen, even the people that you look up to the most, the way they've done things, it's going to challenge your thought. It challenges your whole being, even what you've learned probably in your religion, things that you've seen, because a lot of things are contradictory nowadays. People are saying things out of their mouth in higher positions of leadership, but then you're not seeing them living it. So it's a lot of confusion and contradiction going on into really pursuing, you know, big goals and amounting those big goals. And you'll hear a lot of people who are telling you, you can do anything you want to do in your life, but you're not seeing them do much of anything in their lives. And this becomes very challenging. And so here at Power Start Your Day, we're not caring about all that. We just want you to have have what you need so you can see success. Now, I don't know anything. And I know that. That's the reason why I have to rely on God every single day. I have to rely on his wisdom. I also have to rely on his love, his unfailing love. You know, and I am telling you that this is, I would say, the biggest secret to my success. It doesn't have to be yours, but that's why I'm here serving you in a capacity, because he told me to do it. And I don't come to you without truths or things that have been proven over time where you could trust it. Test over time. You guys always hear me say, Dr. Marilyn Monroe, talk about test over time is really trust. If you can pass these tests over time, it will now begin to equal trust. And so we got to go to the Lord, because I have tested him, and he's even told me in his word that he said, I can test him. I do what he tells me to do, and I can test him, try him. And he has proven to move me into overflow over and over and over again. So I'm telling you to trust God, that you got to have a relationship with him. So let's go and start continue to build this relationship with him together. Father God, we thank you. We come before you. We honor you. We're humbly, oh Father God, but boldly coming to your throne, making our petitions made known unto you. You've given us this permission to do so, but we will never count it robbery to understand that it's a privilege. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that as your sons and your daughters, that we're moving into higher and higher levels of overflow. But first, overflow of understanding and relationship with you. Dear Lord, as we pursue these great exploits in your name, we can never be ashamed of who you are, of whom we are. Because you told us that you're the one that gave us the ability to gain wealth. We want it in such an authentic and a pure way, and we know we can't get things from you in that way unless we have pure heart and clean hands. As we're moving toward you, oh dear Lord, you're giving us and illuminating us through your Holy Spirit with the ideas, with the clarity of our purpose. And so we will never have to act as a counterfeit. As we're moving forward, oh dear Lord, going higher and higher to do big, big business. Not just so that our name can be in life, but so that we can be a great example into your kingdom. Drawing more people to understand that you are still the living God, that you want to give us wealth, that you want to bring us into overflow. And so we're thanking you, dear Lord, that we're allowing you to use us as an instrument for your purpose, not our own, as we're growing into our relationship with you. Let us never be into a place where we think we're bigger than you or bigger than we can honor you. Let us continue to be humble, but move into gigantic territories. We're thanking you as you're expanding our territories, just like you did our brother Jabez. But we know that you're preparing us first as we're moving into these big places. We'll continuously be grateful and thankful unto you. As we seal this prayer in the blood of our son, Jesus Christ, amen. So we talked about getting serious about our business, being serious about success, and making the decision that we're not accepting anything less. We have to be prepared. Most people have a lot of stumbling blocks, and hopefully that you're following the scriptures, because it's going to open up some things to you. In yesterday's scripture, we were in the book of Isaiah 57 and 14. But today, as we are now building up, right? That's what we were doing yesterday, so we can be prepared so that God can remove the stumbling blocks out of our ways. But we have to identify what those stumbling blocks are in order for us to know what to pray for so we can be specific. I want to take us to that word. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Remember, wealth is not for wimps. You got to stand firm and let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. If you pay attention to the scripture, you got to go back and read it, because it gives us some really, really big clues to success. Number one, when we're talking about standing firm, most people are they're wavering. They're wavering. Is this really for me? Can I really make it? You're so caught up in the success of other people that you're taking your eyes off of your other success. You're not firm. You're not standing on solid ground, knowing unequivocally that you can trust God that success is also for you. The next thing is that you're easily moved. Anybody whisper something in your ear, you're easily distracted. Your mind is going into places of negativity, and you can't ask God to bless mess. And then now, you're not giving yourself fully unto the Lord, because when you know when you're not in a great place and positive thinking or positive mentality and having pure heart, clean hands, you hide yourself from the Lord. That's not who you spend the most time, but that's not who you, because you know you're not right, and that affects your success. And I'm telling you, you can only get so far without consistent, positive, and pure thoughts. So now when we start thinking about that, if that's the case, you're not going to commit your work fully to the Lord. Some people don't even want to hear anything about God in their business. They think he has no right to be there. So they can't fully give themselves to the Lord. But he says here that if you do this, go to work, put in the work, because it will not be in vain, meaning that there has to be a reward. So if you're talking about being serious about success, you're going to already have by now written it down. I want to bring on the line this young lady as we go into, we will go and start talking about some of the stumbling blocks, because as she goes and she describes her vision and tells you what her results were, and this was only like a little baby about a year ago. 1 year, she's going to be able to tell you how writing it down, executing it consistently, what happened to her in 1 year. I brought her in on yesterday, and I am praying what is going on. It's moving forward. Help us, God. I heard someone say this yesterday and said, yeah, it's. I see her here. And it's moving, but we want to see if we can hear her. I can see her. So what we want to do is let's talk about these stumbling blocks, right? And then we're going to talk about them, and we're going to hear none other than Dynamo, six-figure earner in this industry in a very short period of time, Toy Jones. But you got to laugh at this stuff, I'm telling you. When stuff trying to come up against you, you got to laugh. I mean, the board is crazy. Let me see here if we can get this in a different way. Let's get this in a different way here. Let's talk about these stumbling blocks. Hopefully everybody can hear me on the line. And I know that something is happening on this board. It keeps saying waiting for the host. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me out there in Blog Talk Radio land? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. So I know that there's something happening with the board because it's saying waiting on the host and we're here. So I want to go ahead and let's see here. I got something for you. You can hear me? All right, perfect, guys. Perfect, perfect, perfect. We are here and live in full effect. We have none other than this six-figure earner. Like I said, I can tell you I would... I call her a powerhouse because I know her personally. And she's not a rah-rah girl, but she definitely gets it done. I love her to pieces. She's like a little sis to me, but more than ever, she has grown into her own leadership, taking her business very seriously. I want to bring to you guys none other than Toy Jones. Toy, are you there?
Hey, Nicola, I'm here.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And so, you know, Joy, I want to talk to you today, and I just need you to pull out because I know our listeners have been waiting on hearing. What was your vision, right? We said write it out, make it plain, but I need people to hear. You know, it's all about some people are in the before, but we want to hear what happens after and what did it take, you know. I want you to say today, if you can, go ahead and share what was your vision last year. We don't want to say the year because we want people to listen to this 5 years from now and hear. I can imagine where you're going to be out of this stratosphere. But I need them to hear, what did you do? How did it start? And what was that vision and what happened?
Gotcha. So my vision, I had written down last year at convention, and it reads, I'm a regional vice president driving my new Audi. I'm grateful to help 10 VPs. I enjoy being a six-figure earner. My savings is on overload, saving $10,000 a month. I enjoy taking my kids to experience traveling the world. I'm consistent on daily income-producing activities. I don't have these things because I'm standing in my own way. I need to be more consistent daily and stop putting things off. I also need to do better with follow-ups and being more organized. I declare and decree this weekend I will find exactly what I need, which is being more organized, consistent, and follow-ups, and I'm committed to implement that solution immediately. So what happened afterwards is I'm a six-figure earner and I'm a regional vice president. I'm not exactly saving $10,000 a month yet, but I'm saving. That's huge. Because before I even got started with FES, I had zero saved. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I can even remember starting off, you know, I had to borrow the money from my mom. And once I got myself out of the way and truly put in my mind that I could do this, and of course, with the help from you, Nicola, you know, stretching me to do something different, get out of my comfort zone of doing nothing, you know, I was able to achieve exactly what I had written down. And what's so crazy is before I started with FES, I had never written out any affirmations. So for me to, for you to coach me and have me write down an actual affirmation and then to go back and read it, and I've accomplished so many of these things. Oh, and then I've been able to take my kids with me to different events. I know even last year I was able to take my son with me to convention. And then just traveling and being able to afford to take them to things. And, you know, it's just been life-changing. I've just stayed the course. And, you know, a lot of times people will hear your story. And when you share with them, okay, this is exactly what I did, like even weekly meetings, I can remember not having anyone, any guest with me. But I was committed. I was going every single week. Single mom, have kids. I had to figure it out. And like I shared with someone the other day, she's like, well, I don't have anyone to really watch my kids. Okay, well, you have to, if you can't get there every week, start with committing. If you can commit to twice a month, that's a start. You just got to be committed to doing what those top leaders are doing.
Joy, I got to go back into this vision of yours because I think we want to do like check, 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 right? Check it off, like checklist, right? And I'm looking at your vision, and I had no doubt when you wrote this vision. And by the way, we did it at like a team huddle at convention, which we will be doing at our next convention coming up. And, you know, it says in this particular year, now before that, when you wrote that, you said, I didn't have any savings. You said, I am going to be a regional vice president. That means your business was going to go from at that point, were you a vice president? Where were you?
No, I think I was an executive sales
director. Exactly. So what I'm sharing is in 1 year, you were an executive sales director, and in 1 year, your business moved to $250,000. So you went from $50,000 a month in team sales volume to $250,000 a month in team sales volume in 1 year, 12 months, okay? But now you said, I want to be a six-figure earner. Obviously, you were not a six-figure earner that when you wrote that. So then you moved into being a six-figure earner. Then now you said, okay, my savings is an overload. You didn't have any savings, and now you're saving. But you also said, I'm going to be driving my new Audi. Were you driving a car paid for by the company at that time?
No, ma'am.
So then
you were driving a Honda.
You were driving a Honda, and there's nothing wrong with a Honda, but there's nothing wrong with the upgrade, right?
So you're right.
Right? And not only that, you bought your daughter a new car. You bought your daughter a
Honda. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
right.
Now, see, I watched it in 1 year. You got the upgrade, and you bought your daughter a car. You were able to take your daughter to Miami, her and some of her friends, to Florida for her birthday.
Yep.
You were able to. Now, I am watching this year. You traveled. Now, you said you didn't have any team. You were one of those people that couldn't even get any agents in your business hardly. Now you have an overload of agents. You got teams in multiple cities. You're traveling. Now you have executive sales director on your team now, right? And so when you're looking at this in a whole other state, you're saying, hey, and I'm enjoying taking my kids to different places. We're seeing you at games with your son where you're not having to be at a 9-to-5 anymore. You're able to go to games with him, take them to, it's not even a question, hey, we're taking them here, we're taking them there. You're not having to depend on anyone else. As a single mom, you have now more income. There's not a deficit in your house. And not only that, when you start talking about the growth, the personal development that has happened in just 1 year, because you realized you were standing in your own way, that you were inconsistent. You consistently had procrastination, putting things off. You weren't organized, right? We're calling out these blocks that we're removed now. Right? And you declared and decreed that you were coming with an intention at that event. You wanted to find out exactly what you needed so that you could now move these blocks out of the way. First and foremost, I need you guys to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this young lady on the line 1 year ago did not understand the power that was already placed on the inside of her to create. And not to mention, when you're talking about consistent, you don't miss calls, you don't miss meetings, you don't miss events. And if I say, Toy, can you do XYZ? You serve the team. If I say, can you help out the team with this? The only time you can is if you're working, if you had a prior engagement with your team, which shows that you're always working on yourself and on your business and on your leaders. So, family, I need you to know it doesn't matter where you are right now. Things can change. Things can change. You know, we started discussing. Thank you so much, Toy Jones. I know people need to hear this, right? You're like, hey.
You're welcome.
I didn't have all that, right? I didn't have all that. But look at me now 1 year later. But do you know what the power of compounding, what happens when you remain consistent? Now, it doesn't mean that every time, every year, you're going to have a massive promotion. But you should be looking at having consistent promotions in your organization. Do you guys understand that there are most businesses, small businesses, you're talking about in 1 year, 5 times the growth? moving into six figure from no having no money, having to borrow money for things to now six figure income, meeting with financial advisors and planners now, reading more, not to mention the evolution in her marketing, which we're running out of time, but you know, we're going to move deeper into, we have a little huddle. We were talking about marketing. We were talking about even the blocks and people have and even your image or things that you need to adjust. You need to identify what those blocks are. You've heard a story live and clear, and I tell you guys, I'm sharing with you millionaire secrets that you can now have a path to your first six figures and even your first seven figures. We're not holding anything back, family. You're getting the tools. It's all about for you to start using them. As we begin to talk about in the marketing space, you know, your image does make a big difference. Go and take a look into it, Joe. You might can scroll back and see what happened a year ago, what have you, but total evolution. I'm very excited for her growth. I'm very excited and feel very blessed and honored and privileged for her leadership in our organization. But you know what? I'm very excited for her. She is coachable. A lot of correction, a lot of challenges, but she's overcoming them. And now she was having problems, and now she is a part of a major solution. It could be you too. As you begin to hear more and more people, as you heard, she learned about this at convention. If you have national conventions in your company and you think you can afford not to be there, and because you may have challenges right now, the challenges are not going to go away unless you do something different, unless you identify why is it that I can't do what I know I should be doing so I can come out of the challenge. I'm excited for you, Tori. You know, thank you so much. You'll hear from many more leaders. And I need you guys to execute. You heard exactly. She broke her vision down. She identified with it. It looks like I'm not able to bring people in the queue this board, but I was able to do a three-way call. Would you want to look today for a video on a three-way call? I three-wayed her in. I said, wait a minute. One of the secrets of being a millionaire is being resourceful. What is a resource that I can do to move this block out of the way of getting Ms. Jones on the call on today? I three-wayed her in. I tricked you, enemy. Ha-ha. Can't be playing with me, huh? Okay, thank you guys so much. You are amazing. Let's go out there and make it happen. Talk to you soon.